So there's considerable event risk for South Africa on the near-term horizon.
The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee decided today to cut the repo rate by 25 basis points. This is Investec Focus Radio. On the telephone now is Tertia Jacobs, who's Treasury Economist at Investec in Johannesburg. What's your initial reaction to this? It was expected, Tertia, but what did you think when you saw this?
Hello, Lindsay. Yes, the rate, the 25 basis point cut in the repo rate was widely expected. You'll see the way that the market reacted was there were positives and negatives. The rand was slightly stronger because the market actually priced in more aggressive rate hikes. And the tone of the statement after the governor delivered the rate cut was very neutral.
Yes, obviously the post-decision rhetoric is very important indeed. And I've asked this question of a couple of people today. What did you make of it? Do you think that he's left the door open for further rate cuts?
The way the governor phrased it in the question and answer, as well as in the session, as well as the statement, was that they will be very data dependent. So there are a couple of things that go into the decision. So first of all, where is inflation going over the medium term? They left the inflation forecast for 2020 and 21 unchanged, with the outlook for the second half of 2021 at 4.5%. When you look at the quarterly projection model of the Reserve Bank that has a target of 4.5%, the outlook also remained unchanged, where the model did not suggest an additional rate cut. You know, in the May MPC meeting, the model showed a rate cut of 25 basis points in 2020, but now it was brought forward. So in terms of the dynamics of the fuel price, of the rand, of growth, it just showed a fairly prolonged sideways movement. So for a rate cut to materialize, we either have to see inflation continuing to undershoot forecasts, the rand appreciating significantly from here, or inflation expectations receding further.
Do you think there's a chance that we're seeing disinflation in South Africa and therefore the 25 basis points that we've just seen, which is a welcome 25 basis points cut, is a little bit too timid?
So what will drive disinflation? You know, at the moment we have inflation that is fairly stable at around 4.5%. So that basically means that the inflation volatility has declined. Now, the reasons for that, for example, is that, you know, the feed through from a weaker rand on inflation has receded. You know, food inflation has been fairly muted. We had some fuel price cuts over the past few months. So what could lead to disinflation? So that basically means that inflation will moderate to about 4% or 3.5% over the next year or two. And I think what's probably required for that kind of scenario is for administrative inflation, such as electricity tariff increases, water tariff increases, to increase at a lower rate. And we know that with what's happening at, you know, state-owned enterprises, at local authority levels, they actually use substantial tariff increases to generate revenue. So I think from that perspective, disinflation is unlikely to materialize. When you look at core inflation that excludes some of the, you know, electricity tariff increases, that's actually moderating. And you see that when you look at rental inflation that is now running at less than 3%. And that is clearly an indication of very weak demand in the economy. So on the one hand, you have very high utility increases that reflects, you know, the financial pressures on state-owned enterprises and local authorities. On the other hand, weak demand and a decline in non-discretionary income actually reflects, it plays out in weaker core inflation.
What do you think the investment impact is going to be? I mean, 25 basis points is, it's almost to me like a token cut, and therefore it doesn't really impact the yield chasers, I wouldn't have thought. I don't think the 25 basis points is immediately going to lead to a stampede in people investing, for example, in South African government bonds, leaving the country.
Absolutely. It is a very marginal rate cut, so it's unlikely to have a major impact on the slope of the yield curve. We will see most of the rate movements will be in the short end of the curve, so you'll see your call rates out to about your 3-month fixed deposit rates declining. So at best, it could have a small effect on sentiment. You know, companies and households that are highly leveraged could perhaps see, you know, a slight improvement in their cash flows. But this rate cut is unlikely to bolster GDP growth because, you know, the big challenge for growth is not monetary policy, it is on the structural side. So we're still waiting for more reforms to be announced by President Ramaphosa.
So in other words, this is one arrow in the quiver of the South African economy, or rather the authorities responsible for the South African economy, but it has to be combined with other measures as well, other arrows.
Absolutely. You know, monetary policy needs to be supported by other policies. So you cannot get monetary policy trying to overcompensate. For example, rates must be cut by 100 basis points when you have, you know, a dysfunctional Eskom or local authorities, or our trade policies are not working and the economy is being deindustrialized. So it's broader issues that need to be addressed. And when you look, for example, at potential growth of the economy, you know, Governor Kanyagu said today in the question and answer session during the MPC that the potential growth rate in 2007-2008 was around about 4.5%. Potential growth right now is about 1%. So by cutting interest rates and stimulating demand is not going to lift potential. You need to sort out electricity supply. You need to enhance the competitiveness of the economy. You need spending by government, by local authorities, by state-owned enterprises to be more effective. So that's the kind of solutions we need, as opposed to just to cut interest rates. Because, you know, sometimes cutting interest rates is seen as a game changer, but in South Africa's case, it's anything but, because monetary policy or interest rates are not the problem.
Well said, Tertia. What about the overseas influence now? Because we've spoken about South Africa, step in the right direction, 25 basis points cut in the repo rate, hopefully more to come in the future. But what about the impact of, for example, the Federal Reserve following the South African Reserve Bank's lead and also cutting? What is that going to mean? Does that put the Reserve Bank under pressure to cut again?
So I think the context, obviously, of the Fed becoming more dovish is a slowdown in global growth. So the US economy is still relatively firm, but the Fed is obviously concerned about growth in the rest of the world. Chinese growth is slowing down. You know, the trade tariffs have seen a contraction in global trade in the second quarter. So that is like, you know, this dovishness is like an insurance takeout. But what this has done, it has made financial conditions for emerging markets such as South Africa easier. So when the Fed cut interest rates, the assumption normally is that the dollar would weaken. So the dollar actually has not weakened dramatically. So the expectations that the Fed could ease interest rates obviously are easing financial conditions for the rest of the world. So we have seen a risk-on rally in emerging market currencies and fixed income because, you know, investors are now looking for higher returns, and that is where the rand is benefiting because our interest rates are higher than, for example, America, where, you know, their 10-year yield is standing at about 2%. But the challenge, of course, is that because South Africa is dealing with major fiscal risks, so we're waiting now for the amount of government financial assistance to Eskom. We'll probably hear about it next week. The growth rates in the South African economy have been revised lower, so very likely that your tax revenues could also undershoot February forecasts. And all of this could culminate in a higher budget deficit and debt to GDP ratio. So from that perspective, we haven't actually seen foreigners increasing exposure to government bonds. We think most of the inflows have been in the short end of the curve. So the implication of that is, yes, the Fed that has adopted a dovish bias is very constructive for the rand, and by implication the Reserve Bank, because it helps to contain inflation. On the other hand, it doesn't mean that the Reserve Bank can cut interest rates aggressively because of our own specific risks.
Overall, Tertia, are you happy with what happened today and the statement that came out of the governor after the decision?
Yes, I think a 25 basis point rate cut was justified. It basically reversed the November 2018 rate hike. And I think the tone of the statement that was neutral with some caution is warranted in the context of the South African dynamics, what we're expecting to play and where we will see some of the important issues hopefully being addressed over the next few months. So there is considerable event risk for South Africa on the near-term horizon.
Tertia, thanks so much for your analysis. That's Tertia Jacobs, who is Treasury Economist at Investec in Johannesburg. Thank you for listening to Investec Focus Radio. Be sure to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.